Every 10 years, the United States surveys millions of people across the country with the census. You're asked about your age, your race, and your relationship status. But since 1950, the census has not asked about your citizenship status, and that may change. Back in March, the Trump administration announced that a new question about citizenship would be added to the 2020 census. In response, 18 states' attorneys general and 9 cities are suing to have the question removed. Last week, a New York judge decided to proceed with hearing that multi-state lawsuit. Attorney General of New Jersey, Gabir Grewal, is among the group of AGs filing that suit, and he joins me now. Welcome back, Attorney General.
Great to be with you.
So your reaction first to the judge's decision in New York.
I'm extremely pleased with the judge's decision to allow the lawsuit to move forward. He's indicated as much. I mean, he's reserved ruling on the motion to dismiss that was brought by the Commerce Department, but all indications are with him allowing discovery to proceed and some of the statements that were made on the record that they'll be moving forward in short order.
So explain to us, I guess, the question. I've covered the census before. It's not easy to get a question on it or off of it, so to speak. How is it that we haven't had a citizenship question, and how easy is it for the president to say we're just going to add one?
Well, that's the rub here, right? It shouldn't be that easy. And they're trying to cram into 4 months what ordinarily would take at least years to hash out, to tweak, to test. And what they're trying to do is rush forward a question which they have claimed is necessary for Voting Rights Act enforcement purposes, which is, as we've seen in documentation and other evidence that's come to light, is entirely pretextual. So it's never been that easy to get a question on, and they're trying to just ram one through in short order here.
I mean, I remember covering the census when they were trying, actually in anticipation of this 2020 census, when they were trying to figure out how many questions they should ask about race and identity. And these conversations have been going on for years. So is it feasible that we could see a 2020 citizenship question? And if not, what are you and other AGs trying to do to stop that?
I sure hope not, because as you mentioned, these questions take time to test, and there's a lot of testing done and focus groups and things of that nature, and it has to be statistically accurate, and there's got to be quality assurances. And that's not been done here. And since 1950, as you alluded to, for 7 decades nearly, there hasn't been this question there. And every time there's been an attempt to bring this question forward, the Census Bureau's own studies and data show that it's not necessary, that it would drive down participation, it would not result in an actual enumeration. So what we're doing here is with this threat to add it, this attempt to add it now, we've gone to court, as you mentioned, with other like-minded attorneys general who find this question to be against the Constitution and cities to try to prevent it from being added. And the reason we're doing that is because it's a violation of the Constitution.
And explain to us how. What is it about this question that makes it a violation of the Constitution?
Sure. The Constitution requires an actual enumeration of all persons. It's not citizens. It's all persons. And that's what the Constitution requires. By putting the citizenship question on the census, what will happen, and this is their data, their studies, everything that they've put forward over the last number of years, the Census Bureau has shown that if you add this question, it will drive down participation. It will prevent immigrants in particular from coming forward to report or to respond to a census as they're required to do. And for states like mine, we're number 3 in this country for foreign-born residents, it will have a particularly significant effect. When you drive down participation on the census, that's going to affect representation, because representation is based on the entire population, census responses, immigrants and non-immigrants alike, citizens and non-citizens alike. Funding is tied to the decennial census. And as a law enforcement officer, from my perspective, this does nothing but drive immigrant communities further into the shadows when I work tirelessly with cops around the state to bring people forward, to report crimes, to feel comfortable coming to courthouses, to feel comfortable testifying in cases. And when you have this question out there in a climate, and we can't forget about the climate that we're in, where there's an unprecedented anti-immigrant fervor in this country, a lot of it coming from the administration itself through rhetoric and actions, rhetoric where we are using such inhumane terms to describe our immigrant communities, referring to infestations and animals, warning people to look over their shoulders. And then when we look at the actions of this administration, the Commerce Department, the Trump administration across the board, this is the administration that brought you the DACA repeal, that brought you travel bans 1, 2, and 3, that brought you zero tolerance, that has reduced temporary protected status for so many vulnerable communities across our country, has reduced the number of refugees that we allow in this country, and is threatening law enforcement officers like me, threatening to withhold funding if we treat people humanely and equally. And so, you know, we are fighting tooth and nail to prevent this question from being added to the census, because it's going to undermine everything we do.
And you mentioned funding, and I wonder if our listeners really understand that the census is such an important tool when it comes to funding for certain communities. Is that right?
100%. So much of federal funding is driven by the census results, by populations, everything from SNAP funding, which is the nutritional assistance program, to highway funding, to educational funding, to housing funds, to you name it. It's all tied to the decennial census. So if there's an undercount, regardless of where you stand on immigration, where you stand on the president's policies, if there is an undercount, which will happen if this question is included, funding will be affected for all of New Jersey and for all the states in particular where there's a high immigrant population.
Now, tell me a little bit about this coalition of attorneys general who have come together to try to essentially sue the federal government to not add this question. Are they from similar cities? Are they from similar states, that represent very diverse communities?
I think we run the gamut from California to New Jersey and all in between from Maryland. We're like-minded state's attorneys general. We're like-minded because we're pro-Constitution. We want this administration to adhere to the Constitution in all of its decision-making. And what we are seeing is that they're abdicating their responsibilities. And if Congress will not act as a check on this president, that we as attorneys general have a special role to play to make sure that the president adheres to constitutional rule of law, to norms, and does what is right by the Constitution. So I am not anti-administration. I am pro-Constitution. And that is, I think, the same belief held by my colleagues.
I wonder if that's something that where do we go from here?
Well, I would hope that the administration corrects its policies. I hope that when the Commerce Secretary has been exposed as being disingenuous and pretextual about this, I mean, he said that this was a decision that he was driven by the Department of Justice to enforce the Voting Rights Act. Emails have come forward saying that's not true. I hope there's some accountability. If you contradict your sworn testimony, I hope he's held accountable for it.
New York State Attorney General Grabeer Graywall, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.